24. Matthew chapter 13, beginning verse 24. He presented another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while people were sleeping, his enemy came, sowed weeds among the wheat, and left. When the plants sprouted and produced grain, then the weeds also appeared. The landowner's servants came to him and said, "Master, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then where did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he told them. "So do you want us to go and pull them up?" the servants asked him. "No," he said. "When you pull up the weeds, you might also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I'll tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first and tie them in bundles to burn them. But collect the wheat into my barn.'" And in verse 36, "Then he left the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He replied, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed, these are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Therefore, just as the weeds are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels. They will gather from his kingdom all who cause sin and those guilty of lawlessness. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Let anyone who has ears listen." You may be seated. Sunday, we were looking at the previous verses, verse 10 through 17, and Jesus was teaching his disciples why he spoke in parables. And he was telling them that he spoke in parables because people have hardened their hearts, so they're callous and they won't listen to the truth. Even though God has presented the truth to them clearly, they are like that statue of the three monkeys. "I don't want to hear any truth. I don't want to see any truth. And I'm definitely not going to speak any truth." Even though the monkeys are to see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Those that Jesus is talking about here are the ones that are wanting to see evil thrive. And Jesus went, and if you look at verse 15 of chapter 13, "For this people's hearts has grown callous. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn back, and I would heal them." Jesus is saying there is a way to be healed from this callous, hardened heart, refusal to see, refusal to hear. And one example of that we talked about was a guy named Saul. Saul was an advocate for the destruction of anyone that proclaimed Jesus as Messiah. But Saul met the Jesus that he was persecuting one day on a road to Damascus. We know him as Paul now because God healed his heart and he became the leading advocate of Christianity throughout the world. Matter of fact, it was said of him when they were trying to get rid of him that he's turned the whole world upside down with his teaching. And now we come to Jesus speaking another parable. And he speaks a parable about wheat and weeds. Now, one thing we need to understand with our explanation is the field is the world. He's not talking about weeds being sown in the church. That's another issue. But he's talking about weeds, those that follow the evil one, being in the world, and the wheat being those that are Christians in the world. Now, one thing with the weeds is indistinguishable from the wheat until it starts to form the head. There's a type of weed called darnel. And darnel looks like wheat until it starts to bud. And then you can see the difference between it. And they also change different colors, and there's different, it becomes more obvious once they have started producing grain. Darnel is not good to eat. Wheat is. Well, Jesus said, he is the one that spread the seed. And notice he didn't say the farmer went out and took one little corner of his field and dropped a few seeds there and told them, go and fill the whole field. No. Jesus said, the Son of Man spread the seed throughout the entire world. Now, if you've ever been where they've done road work and like laid down a new road, they'll do the sides, the ditches on the side, and the truck will come by and spray seed all along that ditch. It's a weird color of green when they first spray it, but that's part of the fertilizer and part of the water there. It's called hydroseeding. And so it lets you spray your seed, fertilizer, and everything. It's, I guess the green color also helps you see that you haven't missed a spot. Now, it's also, you can go down to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy a can of it to spray on your yard, too. I even saw one commercial a few years ago where they sprayed it on a cement block, cinder block, and it grew grass on that cinder block. Yes. And that's what Jesus is saying he's done with this good seed. He spread it all over the world. He didn't miss a spot. Jesus has spread good seed. And then it tells us while people slept. Now, there's nothing in the parable or the explanation to say the purpose of this is saying some people are sleeping and that's why the devil came in. No, the devil just looked for an opportune moment to come in. And it says the enemy is the devil. Now, one thing we forget, we're in a spiritual war. There are people in the spiritual war that don't realize that we're in a spiritual war. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 for a moment. As we're looking at the world today, there's a war going on in Israel and Gaza. The people are not wanting to coexist next to each other. The enemy of Israel is wanting to wipe Israel off the map. Matter of fact, they don't hide it. It's in their documents, their founding documents. Their purpose of Hamas is to see Israel cease to exist. But we are in a spiritual war. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens. And then turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. Beginning in verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on him, because he cares about you. Be sober-minded and alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for anyone he can devour. Resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your fellow believers throughout the world. And back to our text in Matthew. We are in a spiritual war. The devil is out there. He's an enemy to God's plan and the kingdom of God. And it says, he spread the weed seed in amongst the wheat. That was common in that time. An enemy would come in. The enemy might be the guy that lived down the road that just didn't like you being successful in your wheat harvest, so he'd spread that darnel seed in your wheat. Sometimes we don't realize that the weed has been sown among the good seed. I have spent 20 years in public education, and I see the effects of people promoting a philosophy that we need to shield the children from any negative outcome and encourage them to be successful and to have a good view of themselves. This might sound real good. It looks good. It's like seeing that wheat and the tares grow up at the same time until you understand that the seed of the weed that says there is no consequence for wrong behavior leads to the society we're living in today. Evil is running rampant in our society today. It's the fruit of the seed that was sown saying there's no consequences for your wrong action. So we see mobs burning cities. We see mobs attacking individuals just because they think it's fun. Running up behind somebody and having their friend film them on camera to get a certain number of views to your video as you run up behind some elderly individual and cold cock them, and then laughing with your friends as the person is bleeding on the ground. Well, we are in a world that doesn't know the true definition of what's right and wrong. And it tells us in the parable, after the enemy sowed the seed, he left. He doesn't have to stay around to see his seed produces effect. When an enemy in war wants to lay a trap, it can set a minefield where the other side that he's fighting is possibly going to come. He doesn't have to stay and monitor the mines because he knows that those mines laid in the road, eventually somebody will drive by and hit the mine. Many of our veterans from the war in Iraq have lost limbs because they ran across a IED, an improvised explosive device that was set alongside where they were going to drive later. The person didn't have to stay there, just had to plant the trap. And Satan is very good at planting traps. Once the wheat and the weeds began to produce grain, then the servants noticed the difference and asked the master, what should we do? Should we tear up and pull out the weeds? And the master said, no, leave the weeds there. They'll be harvested before the wheat and thrown into the fire. There is a judgment day coming. Those that think everything is good because they define it as good and ignore what God says, they are going to face a judgment day. just as everyone that has ever breathed will face a judgment day. It is destined for man to die once, and after that, to face judgment. The tares will be separated from the wheat by God's holy angels. They will come, separate, and then it says, the wheat, the children of God, will shine like the sun. If you've ever been out on a very overcast day, and the clouds finally break and the sun shines through, that darkness has been hiding the light of the sun. The sun's been there all along, but the darkness hid it. And that's the Greek words that are using here. It's like the sun breaking through the clouds. Now, every afternoon at school, I'm going to stand in the bus, the car rider line outside, helping the kids get into their parents' car. And it just so happens the way it sits up, this time of year, the sun is shining right here. And I've taken a cap to wear, but the other day I forgot it. And that happened to be where the clouds were not covering the sun. And I was having to sort of close one eye to block it from being blinded by the light of the sun. But God's people, the children of the kingdom, will not have anything blocking their reflection of God's glory on judgment day, because all the things that have been blocking it will be removed. Now, one thing that doesn't go along with this parable, Jesus will use it in another parable, but there's a truth. The weeds, God can turn into wheat. He's in the business of changing people's hearts. But the purpose of this parable is to remind us that there is a judgment day coming. And God can tell the difference. And those that reject his forgiveness have an eternal punishment, where scripture says there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's no more hope after judgment day. But there is hope and a chance for forgiveness until then. Stand with me for our closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving us so much that you came, showed us the truth, and died because of your grace to give forgiveness for our sin. Let us shine in the world, reflecting your glory, remembering that we're in a spiritual war, knowing that those that are rejecting you are there also, but we have a purpose to shine out, to show people the truth. Let us not reject that. In Jesus' name, amen.